And welcome to another Tom and Shane podcast. Tom Eaglehoff. I'm in Bozeman, Montana. Nice crispy morning. Jay McTobin, he's half man, half amazing. He's in Kamloops, Canada. And hey, we're here to talk about, we're here to rant today, Shane. I am sick, and Americans are rejecting a big government. We are sick and tired of big government. They are intrusive. They are in our faces. Just a short list of crap that we've got here. We've had COVID. We've had lockdowns, immigration, inflation, supply chain, climate change, mass mandates, forced jabs, gas prices, Afghanistan, race, crime, CRT, massive spending. What did I leave out, Jade?
It's one hell of a to-do list. I mean, look, when the 24 million people working for government represent 15% of your workforce, you know you got a problem. Yeah. Now, granted, it's federal, state, local people that are employed. But, you know, everybody has a concern or a question when they're trying to get help from someone from one of these, you know, ridiculous calling stations or whatever. And then you get to them and then nobody knows what they're doing or what the protocol is. And you call five times. Like it took me 8 phone calls and probably 12 hours to talk to Social Security to get my address straight. Cause not because I know my address.
You know where you live, right?
Yeah, that's right. And anyway, long story short, we've all been there, done that. So yeah, it's a unfair advantage. During COVID, they all of course got paid even though they didn't work. You know, it's a sad commentary, you know, of President, Whipman Winkle. And, Alice in Wonderland, Mrs. Vice President. I mean, they're both grabbing hands and going down the rabbit hole. I mean, their numbers are collapsing. Nobody wants them. I mean, there isn't even a good way of getting rid of either of them. Never mind both of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, government's being rejected on every level, Shane. Every poll, presidential approval, Congress approval, direction of the country. And if we go back to all of these things, every single thing we've listed here is a negative in polling. Every single one.
Everyone. I mean, you know, this is worse than be careful what you ask for, because no one was even careful. You know, they just asked for it. And, you know, the bottom line was the guy crawling out of his basement every day, never answering any questions.
Yeah.
And, you don't like the president's success because he tweets to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
You make me, you know, if that's cause to vote, you know, you better pick up a book or call a friend, you know, like maybe call a friend.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, this morning on the news, they said 68% don't want Biden to run again. And that includes 28% of Democrats. So let's go, Brandon. Let's get.
Well, you know, I got to wish you happy birthday, buddy. You know, tomorrow's your birthday. And,
right.
And then on the 11th, of course, is our Veterans Day for World War I and World War II and all the wars in between and since then. But, you know, his birthday's coming up in this year. He's going to be 82. Like, this is scary. Or 81, rather.
He's a year older than I am.
Oh, okay. So. He's 80 something.
No, he's not 80 yet.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I'm going to go look it up. He'll be 79 on the 20th.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Okay. So. And I'll be 78, like it or not.
Well, yeah, but look at you. You know, you're snapping, baby.
I am. He gives people my age a bad name. You know, he really does. I mean, he's shuffling around, you know. I mean, I may walk like him, shuffle along, you know, but I don't know, man. I think I got a lot more of the ball and brain power than I guess sitting in those committee meetings for 40 years must do something to your brain power that it just goes away because you don't use it.
That's probably true.
You're sitting there saying the same thing over and over year after year after year. So,
well, what scares me is that I had grandparents, and of course, my father, he lived to 90, But, you know, he was an ornery old guy and, you know, really suffering from dementia and you know, the horrors of alcoholism, you know, over his lifetime. And, you know, that thing this week when he was in that news conference, you know, he's pointing about that, you know, if you had a child that you didn't, that you lost, you're entitled. I can't tell you how many times I saw my father doing that, you know, like for 10 years. And thinking he was right, you know, like justifying. So when I saw that, it really weirded me out because they're enabling this guy, you know.
No question.
Yeah. And he gets a question like the $450,000 per illegal agreement, you know, that, well, no, that's trash. That's garbage. You guys shouldn't be telling that story. Yeah. You know, and then they put a spin on it the next day. No, he wasn't saying the story was trust, the amount was. It's not going to, you know, no, any amount to somebody, any amount, that's right. Buck, all right, is wrong. So, yeah, it's sad.
Well, that's just, you know, one in the long list of the things that we've been talking about. And where's Camilla anyway? She's supposed to be in charge of the border. I mean, the border, I mean, I don't know, Shane. What is it with the border?
It's just, I don't know,
but just no problem at all. The authors, you want.
The authors of, you know, Where's Waldo, white guy with a red cap, you know, they're doing up a new book. Where's, you know, where's Camilla?
Yeah.
Where's the vice? They just can't come up with a proper reference. Yeah. You know, they don't want to insult the office. So, where's Camilla? You know, and it's great. You could have pictures of the border with, you know, but instead of looking for her picture, you have the page filled with her picture, then have some illegal immigrant picture.
I'm waiting to see her on a milk carton. Nobody knows where the hell she is.
Hey, what's wrong with a box of cereals? I mean,
well, that too. Know. But
and in this day and age, you could have one of those buttons you push to listen to her laugh.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's my phone ring, is her laughter. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I recorded it this year for Halloween, and when kids answered the door, that's the thing. That's what I'd play when I opened the door. Geez. It was her laugh. It scared the hell out of a lot of kids.
I was going to say, that's a scary thing.
It was a good one.
The other thing everybody's upset about, are you going to be able to afford your Thanksgiving meal this time around, Shane? I don't know, man. Every year they talk about how much your meal costs. And
well, you know,
I
know, but like a 12-pound turkey in Canada is like $65. That's like $5.5 a pound. So it's always been expensive to buy a turkey here. Probably one of the reasons is that people, because of tradition, just sort of think of having turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, if people had a turkey once a month, which a family of four could eat on for a week, you know.
Sure.
There's enough turkey on, 10-pound turkey, two and a half pound turkey each for four people. You know, you can have the turkey, then you can have sandwich or, you know, hot sandwiches and gravy, then turkey sandwiches and then soup. And then, you can like for a whole week, you could eat on a turkey.
Well, sure. Yeah. $65 in Canada for a turkey.
Yeah. That's like a 10-pound turkey.
Wow. And usually you want one bigger than that. Usually they're about 20 pound.
$4.5 for a dozen eggs.
So you got to take out a loan to get a turkey, I guess.
Well, they don't have loans, so you got to use your credit card, which is worse.
Which is a loan, yeah.
Yeah, it's 18%.
Well, the other thing, you may want to get to grandma's house, but you can only fly a plane. You can only fly if the pilot shows up. And they're paying flight attendants a triple pay to get them to work over the holidays. So I don't know, Shane, this whole government mess is just.
These idiots, they're idiots.
Yeah.
Now a report comes out. They're looking at shutting down the number five pipeline in length. That's why it's number five from Oshawa, Canada, you know, into Detroit, Michigan. 500,000 get barrels of finished product. Now we talked about this. We export 1.5 million raw barrels and 500,000 barrels of usable product. And this is the one that has the usable product, gas, natural gas and gasoline and oil. And they're thinking about shutting it down. I mean, stupid are these people? Seriously stupid. I mean, this isn't falling off a chair. You know, this isn't, you know, some egg falling off a wall. You know, it's like a meteorite hitting, you know, the White House. Okay. Weird.
Yeah. It's really sad that, you know, that we've reached this point with so many things all at once, you know, the supply chain, the immigration, the, government just, unbridled. I mean, just not even thinking at all about what's going on.
Well, yeah, when you have a black guy that does commentary on MSNBC commenting about the newly elected black lieutenant governor of Virginia for a woman, a black, for the first time in the history, and calling her basically a bauble blackhead, talking white racism.
She's a black white supremacist. This, much like Larry Elder was in California.
I know. This is like there is no humility. These are just total bigots. Yeah. Bigots. Intolerance above beyond.
Yeah. That just shows you that some Black Lives Matter, but obviously not all of them. So.
Well, it's indifference is what it is. And it's once again the blacks wanting to maintain their overrepresentation because they're the second largest minority, and they want to maintain their position. They don't want to lose all of what they in their mind gained because they were the largest minority. Mm-hmm. And they all know that they're overrepresented. They're not entitled to everything they have now. Hispanics are. Yeah. So, you know, at some point it'll happen, and then you'll see even more racism because right now, Hispanics are looking at this racism thing from black people going, wait a second, you're the racist. You won't let us, you know, get on TV as a commentator. You won't let us get into boardrooms. You know, you won't invite us on television to talk. Mm-hmm. So they do everything wrong, the Demolition Party. Everything. Amen. It's unbelievable.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, hey, don't forget to subscribe. Ring that notification bell really hard because you'll never miss another podcast if you do that. Like us, leave a comment below and let us know what you think of our podcast. And we're brought to you by StreamYard, of course. That's what we're using to make these podcasts. So by all means, check that out. And if you'd like to sponsor us, hey, we'd love to have you on board. Patreon, there is a link in the description below on YouTube. So check that out as well. And
if we were on television, we would ask you to record this on your cable box so you can watch DVR. It. But we can't. So what we'd like you to do is copy it to your Facebook, copy it to Twitter for us, and send it out there so we can get some more raucous fans because, you know, we, of course, want to become important. Everybody wants. I want more than 15 minutes of fame. Okay, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? All right, I want to be like Gonzo famous. Yeah, right. it's the age of the viralism. So I want to go viral. Okay. Besides, I got a daughter in Australia. She's got to really see me. Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah. This is the way to do it. So
that's right.
Well, hey, don't forget, we're also on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Just click listen now. No need to sign up for anything. No email needed. No personal information given. Just click this listen now, and you get Tom and Shane for 3 full hours every Saturday morning. And if you missed any of our past shows, go to KMMSAM.com, click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you can listen to any of our past shows, including podcasts like this one as well. So, all right, that's enough of a rant from me, Shane.
Not for me, okay, because I want to pound on this one. I mean, I don't see how you cannot look at what you're dealing with and not see craziness. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know, folks, there's a summit going on in, you know, over in Ireland, you know, for all the glamorous government utopias, you know, about global warming. Yeah. Even members of Congress wanted to get out of the House this last weekend, but you know, they, you know, vote the bill, don't vote the bill, but I got to catch my junket, you know, to Ireland because, you know, it's on my list. And, you know, these guys all have to-do lists, mostly of where to go on a congressional junket. Yeah. So it's a sickness board out of greed, corruption, and secularism. You know, they're all secular. People want to know why they're doing it, because they don't believe in a greater good. They don't believe in a greater God.
Well, they think they're right. That's right. The problem.
Because they're mankind. You know, they believe in mankind. Mankind has a solution to everything. Someone ought to hand them a history books, okay? Because everything has only happened in the last 100 years, only in a few countries, Europe, United States, Canada, Australia. But, you know, this is not because of mankind, right? It's because of education. And a big one is engineering and science. Yeah. You know, man's evolution and adopting, you know, science and engineering, which, by the way, has nothing to do with government other than that they got the bill for the troops that came home from World War II to go to school, which is deserved.
GI Bill. Yeah.
The GI Bill. That's right. Yeah. Some things do work out.
All right. Anyway. Well, we will too.
You and your prejudice highways, Tom. I mean, like, you know, all those roads you have in Bozeman, Montana, going to nowhere. Yeah. I mean, why should you, one of the largest states in the country, have a 4-lane highway, you know, across east to west and north to south? No one ever uses them.
the tractors hauling the hay bales have got to go on some kind of road. So.
Well, yeah, they built them for 18-wheelers. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is. It is an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit for those tractors.
So. No, that's right. And, you know, it started outside of Kansas City. The first 20 miles were actually made with cement by Eisenhower. And the highway system was intended for military reasons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they realized in World War II, if the Japanese had landed on the West Coast, they would have gotten to the east side of the Rockies before the U.S. could have stopped them, because they had no way to transport anybody there to fight them. But now they do.
Now they do. You know,
and there's a guy behind every tree with a gun. So now you're in trouble. Anybody coming here.
That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mom and Dad, for sticking me with the highway system, debt, and the space program.
Now, so China announced today, by the way, folks, as a heads up, they announced that everyone in China should go out and buy at least 2 weeks worth of food. Apparently, they're signaling that their 2 million man army is getting ready to invade Taiwan. Not likely, but their economy is in such a mess. And there's no currency left, folks. It's just virtual.
They got to do something.
No, but it's just virtual. They got to do something to get some, you know, purchasing. They got commerce is collapsing in China because of the problems with these government oligarchy corporations and not a good sign. So you may not like what you find in those boats when they finally get those boxes ashore for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, going to be a dead muskrat in there.
If you think illegal immigrants are coming across the border in trucks, where do you find out where Chinese are coming across the ocean in containers? Ouch.
That'll be it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, we'll be back Thursday, same time, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So set your clocks for that, and we will see you then. Bye for now.
Thank you all. So I kept...